And it's that time once again where we catch up with your mate and mine, Richard Mutton from DCFM out of Dubbo. Richard, g'day, mate.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Very well, very well. Thanks for joining us again. Now, what's making news in Dubbo?
Well, I'm a bit sad this week because people are still suffering very badly from the Sir Ivan bushfire. Now, they call it Sir Ivan after Sir Ivan Doherty because he had a lot to do in the region and there's a road named after him. But right. It's Dunedoo and Uarbury that were... Uarbury was wiped out completely, the little township there, and Dunedoo, people are suffering. 35 homes were wiped out, 55,000 hectares from this bushfire, which started from a lightning strike. 5,700 kilometres of fencing, 2,000 sheep were lost, 56 cattle, 90 goats and 36 chooks. I don't know how they managed to find the 36 chooks, but they did.
Wow.
And there are 35 people who are still living in sheds and caravans, and it's not going terribly well for these people.
No.
And it's a bit sad. I don't think I'd like to be in a caravan in Dunedoo at this time of the year, a bit chilly.
Yeah, absolutely. When did this happen? This is something we haven't heard about here.
Well, yes, I know. I thought Sydney might like to know a little bit about these people out here. About 100 of them still suffering. Blaze Aid is the organisation that does a lot of voluntary work, and they've done a hell of a lot of fencing. And unfortunately, Blaze Aid are looking for more volunteers to help these people out. And so hopefully, if there are retired people in Sydney, all they do is get on the Blaze Aid site, B-L-A-Z-E, Blaze Aid, A-I-D, and get onto their website, have a look. And
help out if you can.
If you come out to Dunedoo, I'll give you the tip.
What's that, mate?
They'll look after the people who come out, any volunteers that come out and work for Blaze Aid.
I bet they do.
Yeah, they'll look after them, and it'll be good.
Now, there's some awards coming up, mate.
Yeah, on a happier note, the 32nd Annual Australian Performing Arts Centre Association Awards, and they're called the Drover Awards, will be held today week at the Concourse in Chatswood. And guess what?
What's that, mate?
Along with the Bunbury Regional Entertainment Centre and the Princess Theatre in Launceston, that's how they like to say it down there, our theatre, the Dubbo Regional Theatre and Convention Centre, is up for an award.
Hey, made the finalists. So
apparently we are very good at marketing and managing the place, and we've developed audiences, which we have. And we have a lot of community engagement in the theatre. Like 10,000 people turned up this year for the Estedford in Dubbo, which is a pretty big event.
Wow.
So we're up for an award. I've also got to let you know about the Dubbo Youth Council. They're very active indeed. And what they did this year, we have a drive-in. It hadn't been used for 30 years, rusting away.
Mm-hmm.
They managed to get sponsorship to paint the screen white. They opened it for 3 days after the first weekend after daylight saving finished, and filled the drive-in. They had such movies, the Tom Cruise movie with the planes, and can't think of the name, but anyway, all those sorts of movies. And they filled the drive-in for 3 nights and made a squillion of money. And for the youth council, get it right in a minute. And it was very successful. And people loved it, and they're going to do it again. So they're up for an award as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, good luck. And when Thursday week, tomorrow?
I think that's Thursday week as well.
Yeah,
I'm not
right.
Not sure of the day. The Thursday or Friday week anyway.
Awesome. Good on them.
Now, in the paper this week, we had the member for Orange, Phil Donato, the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party, calling for firearm permits for 10-year-olds.
What age do you need to be at the moment to get a 12. Permit? 12, right.
12. So the Dubbo Clay Pigeon Association said no to 10-year-olds. And when asked why, they said, well, a 10-year-old with a shotgun, they're not strong enough to, in most cases, 12-year-olds struggle with shotguns, but 10-year-olds, no. That was their point of view. But there's been agreement among a lot of people in the country that shooting should become a sport at more schools. And I do know there's a girls' school in Armidale that runs shooting, and St Stanislaus and Bathurst run shooting as a sport. So we'll see what happens there. But I was talking about all this on Studio Changeover with our normally weekend presenter, Lily.
Mm-hmm.
This week she's filling in for our normal breakfast announcer who's away on holidays. And Lily, I call the heartthrob from Hermadale. Now, Hermadale's between Ningen and Cobar, and if you look the wrong way, you'll miss Hermadale on the highway.
That's I've not heard of Hermadale. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. That's Hermadale. Well, Lil's the heartthrob of Hermadale. And I said to her, quite casually, when did you learn to shoot, Lil? And she said, oh, five. And I said, what did you do? And she said, oh, Dad used to get a half-empty Coke bottle, chuck it in the dam, and that was our target. And I said, oh, righto. When did you learn, thinking, you know, good country girl, when did you learn to drive? Oh, seven. And I said, why were you so slow in learning to drive, Lil? And she said, oh, my elder sister used to drive us out to the school bus every day. And I said, oh, yeah. How far was that? She said, 6 kilometres and five gates. I said, is that the same, a little yellow V Dub? I said, is that the same car you brought back to Dubbo and you're going to restore? And she said, yeah.
Wow.
And I said, weren't you a naughty girl at one stage? She said, yeah, after my sister went to boarding school, I used to drive out there by myself. And I tell you what, I got caught one day doing circle work. And for people who don't know what circle work is, getting a car, putting it on full lock, and accelerating it around in a circle and creating a great amount of dust.
Yeah.
And I said, what happened to you with circle work? He said, oh, the bus driver dobbed me into mum.
Oh, the bloody bus driver.
Yeah, the bus driver.
Gave her up.
What happened to you, Lil? She said, I had to walk for 2 weeks. And I said, I was in year six. It was very hot.
I bet
the
it was.
The car stayed at home. I said, what a dreadful punishment. She said, yes, it was. But, oh, she's so matter-of-fact about the whole thing. But I just love the idea that she learned to shoot with a 22 at five. I said, when did you pick up a shotty? And she said, oh, about seven or eight. And I said, what did you use the shotgun for? She said, well, what do you reckon of Hermitone? I said, well, I don't know. She said, pigs.
Wow.
Pigs. So that's our Lil. She's the only, I reckon she's the only presenter in Australia who would say, see ya, at the end of a shift.
Well, it's just about time for us to wrap up, mate. If people are in and around Dubbo, where can they find you?
Well, if they want to find us in Dubbo, you come to the station where we play the best music, DCFM 88.9.
And they can catch Lil in mornings, filling in on The Breakfast Show.
Yeah, we stream, so they can listen to Lil tomorrow morning if they want to.
Excellent. Well, Richard, thanks so much, mate. We'll catch up again next week.
Good on you, mate. Talk to you soon. Bye.